Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Oil futures fell to a new 17-month low this morning, below $62 a barrel, driven down by investor pessimism about the deteriorating global economic climate and its likely impact on demand for fuel. Demand is falling in the U.S., the world's top energy consumer, and in other industrial countries as the credit crisis infects the wider economy and begins to spread to emerging markets. Congressional leaders are considering whether to create a special bipartisan panel to draft legislation to overhaul financial services regulations next year. The hope is that a single committee, possibly comprising senior lawmakers from the House and Senate, could help cut through the turf wars that often come with industry overhauls. The Federal Reserve is setting the interest rates they charge to buy commercial paper from banks and companies through a program to provide liquidity for this debt sector, according to the New York Fed today. The Fed says it will charge 1.88% for unsecured commercial paper and 3.88% for asset-backed commercial paper. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading at 82.85, it's down 93 points. The NASDAQ at 15.29, it's down 22. The S&P 500 at 865, rather, and it's down almost 12 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser.
We'll just get on with the weather here, and I'll tell you that we have the first freeze of the season for portions of the Midwest Corn Belt. Some areas have already seen the end of the growing season. Last week, eastern Indiana and Ohio had a hard freeze of parts of Iowa. A good portion of Iowa and Wisconsin, Minnesota already have seen a freeze. But a lot of areas have avoided a freeze thus far. That will not be the case after tonight. And if that's not enough, tomorrow night the freeze will hit again. So for those that are concerned about how long your crops can grow before the end of the growing season, if they're still growing, they have less than 24 hours ahead. 24 hours from now, we'll be talking about the end of the growing season for virtually the rest of the Midwest Corn Belt, not already impacted thus far. And there are freeze warnings in effect for just about all of Illinois. There's a freeze warning or watch for all of Illinois, with the exception of Lake DuPage and Cook counties. Cook County, of course, Chicago. DuPage County, the western suburbs. Lake County, the northern suburbs, and along the Lake Michigan shoreline. And even there, a lot of places will see the temperature down near the freeze mark tomorrow morning. It's just they won't be below freezing for several hours. But most of Illinois, central into southern Indiana, under a freeze warning. Most of Missouri under a freeze warning. East central and southeastern Iowa and portions of southwestern Iowa, those areas of Iowa essentially not yet frozen out yet, will be tonight. So the growing season will be over for all of Iowa after tonight. Eastern Nebraska and south central Nebraska under a freeze warning for tonight. Those are the areas, some of them of which the growing season hadn't ended yet, so all of Nebraska done. Most of Kansas under a freeze warning for tonight, so all of Kansas will be done. Oklahoma, northern Texas, all the way down to Dallas, Fort Worth, and in some cases beyond, under a freeze warning for tonight. So growing season done for the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt after tonight. Most of Arkansas under a freeze warning for tonight. And then we have a freeze watch in effect for western and central Kentucky, far southern Indiana, southeastern Illinois, middle and western Tennessee, northern Mississippi. So those areas will have the end of a growing season. There will even be temperatures in the 30s going down into interior parts of central Florida tomorrow night. So the southeastern states are going to see scattered frost in some cases tonight and certainly tomorrow night. Same thing for much of the Mississippi Delta. So this is the coldest air of the season. The cold air will be entrenched over the eastern third of the U.S. over the next several days. There will be lake effect showers of rain and wet snow to the lee of the Great Lakes. There will be accumulating snow in parts of upper Michigan and northern Wisconsin. There will also be accumulating snow here over the next couple of days in parts of New York State and New England. But most of the Midwest Corn Belt will not have that. In fact, most of the Midwest Corn Belt will be dry here outside of the showers off the Great Lakes. So for those that did not get harvesting done last week, and in my driving across parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio the last couple of days, I could tell you a lot of harvest still not done. The growing season's done, so it's just a matter of time of when producers feel that the crop is dry enough to pull it in. There will be some opportunities, I think, later this week, as we're not expecting much in the way of precipitation. Some fields are still wet from the rain that came last Friday afternoon and evening in Illinois and some points to the east on into Saturday. But generally dry weather this week. We will have a warming trend later in the week. It will also turn windy again later this week. So good drying rates later in the week and another opportunity to get the harvest in. And I see a lot of fields still need that. So really that's what we're looking at. Most areas are going to have the end of the growing season, and it's just now a matter of getting the crops in. And for the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, it looks like at some point here in the not-too-distant future, we'll be looking at the crops starting to go into dormancy once colder weather lasts a little while longer. In South America, not much new to report. We, of course, are into the early season here, and most areas have adequate soil moisture, and we'll be monitoring South America more closely here from here on out as the growing season's over in the Northern Hemisphere. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 551, up 4, last trade down 11.5. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 525.5, up 9.25. Last trade down 10.25. March, 541.5, up 6.75. Last trade down 11.5. July, 564.75, up 4. Last trade down 12.5. December corn opened at 380, up 7.25. Last trade down 5.75. March, 394.25, up 5.5. Last trade down 6.25. July, 415, up 5.25. Last trade down 6.25. Let's go ahead and bring in now our Monday analyst. He is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He's in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Corn made new lows for the move overnight. What do you think the day looks like for the opening?
You know, we're still drug along by what's going on in our outside markets, and they're all actually kind of like Friday, to be honest with you, Dave. We're starting better than what people anticipated. Stock market's trying to come back. Crude oil's trying to come back. I tend to think you're going to be down more like 3 to 5 as the session goes. It still feels like to me that the grains have some buying out here. If we can just get the economy stabilized to some extent and stop seeing all the selling that's taking place over there. I mean, overnight you've got Hang Seng down 12% and Nikkei down 6.4, I believe it was. So you've got all this nervousness out here encouraging people to just stay away from the market, not step in. And they keep getting beat up, but I tend to think there's some people that want to try and own this thing, and I think we'll see that again today, and we'll come back and trade in the plus on these commodities. Weather is having some effect on us. The freeze, I don't think, is going to have much effect, Dave. I think people have pretty much written off any concern about the freeze. The rains are having an effect, though. Actually, some ethanol plants I'm hearing are having to either slow down or shut down in the west because we can't get enough harvest going to get this stuff fluid with activity moving through their dumps. I think that's going to be interesting. I hope, Dave, that Anyhow, I hope he's right that we get some drier weather here and see this thing dry up just a little bit. Funds continue to liquidate out here, and I think that's something we still have to contend with. We haven't seen the funds short in the last 2 years or thereabouts, and that's a major question I think we have to have right now, is do these funds actually get short these commodities down at these price levels? I tend to think not. I think you're going to see some buying step back in here, and we'll see this thing well supported down in these ranges, Dave.
About 25 seconds left. Is the dollar finally going to top soon?
Oh, I don't know that I would put that peg on it yet. I don't see any signs of that at this point. I think that people are feeling like the yen and the dollar are the most solid out here. So I'm not sure that's going to have a huge effect on our exports because we're kind of the only game in town on corn. But I'd look at 3 to 5 lower, start off with a corn, come back, trade both sides. Beans, I think, will probably be just down 2 to 3, something like that, and trade both sides also.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. The overnights in beans, the November opened at 879.5, up 15.75. Last trade down 0.75. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.